The judge who's running the inquiry into press standards has said that it won't be possible to change the way newspapers are regulated by just tinkering around the edges. Lord Justice Leveson has been listening to editors from the Broadsheet Press as he continues the investigation sparked by the phone hacking scandal. Our correspondent Peter Hunt reports.
There was, one senior newspaper executive told the inquiry, a black cloud hanging over his industry. It may be dispelled once Lord Justice Leveson publishes his first report in September. There are many months of evidence to go, but already today there were hints as to his present thinking. Of the self-regulatory PCC, the Press Complaints Commission, the judge said at one point, it isn't really a regulator at all, it's a complaints mechanism. He floated the idea, and it is just an idea at this stage, of a future regulator which would be independent of government, free from the influence of serving editors, acting as a mediator and a regulator, and this is the difficult part, supported by all newspapers. The status quo, Lord Justice Leveson suggested, wouldn't work in the future.
I hope that the business of journalism is considering it on the basis that it has to work for them, but it will also have to work for the public. It won't be good enough, in my present view, and I'm obviously listening and will continue to listen. It won't do just to think that one can tinker around the edges.
He may be pushing at an open door. Several of the editors and senior representatives of the broadsheet papers giving evidence accepted that what one called the son of the PCC would have to be tougher and possibly have the power to impose fines.